And that's the key to the understanding the mind. Check this out. Biologists at the University of Calgary in Canada say adult brain cells might have the ability to regenerate. In a Science magazine article, the researchers say there's now a possibility of one day treating brain damage. You hear that, Gumby? Or conditions such as Alzheimer's disease. That's great. Well, they say, when you drink too much booze, it kills your brain cells, and maybe you'll be able to regenerate them. I remember when I'd just gotten out of medical school, I talked with an old pro. Because as part of my financing medical school, I had to serve time in a rural community where we made house calls. God, what a hideous procedure. Going to someone's hideous home. But anyway, I had to do it with this old timer. And he always amazed me with the rapidity of his diagnosis. He said, you gotta look for signs. I said, signs? He said, yes, signs other than medicine. For example, when we stopped by that beefy woman's house, Mrs. Oppengreuter's place, I said, yeah. Well, she was complaining that she had a thyroid problem and an imbalance in her system because of her metabolic rate. Well, I happened to notice an empty Whitman sampler, the extra large size, in the garbage can. So obviously she's sitting there knocking back bonbons, and then she calls me and says she's got a thyroid condition so her husband won't know she's feeding her fish. I said, that's interesting. And what about that other guy you diagnosed with his liver difficulties immediately? I could have sworn that was hepatitis. And the old-time doc said, hell no, ain't no damn hepatitis. You seen that empty bottle of booze in the garbage? The guy's chug-a-lugging booze. He gets hepatitis, it's going to be alcohol-induced. He didn't get it from bad water, I'll tell you that. I said, wow, that really is amazing. He said, so remember that. As you go into the medical profession, always use your powers of observation. So we got an emergency call. We went to this woman's house. She said, it's my daughter. I came home from work early, and I found her in bed, sweating and convulsing. I said, don't worry, ma'am, we're on the scene. I said, if you don't mind, let me try it. So I walk in there, sure enough, there's the daughter all schwitzed, the sheets are wet. She's kind of twitching around. I shoved the thermometer in her mouth. She spasmed, the thermometer flew in the air. I bent down on the floor, picked up the thermometer. I figured, well, I shoved it in her tuchus. I took her pulse. I listened to her heart rate. I said, little miss, you're going to be fine, but you better stop messing around in politics, because politics is the whole cause of your discomfort. I walked out of the bedroom. I said, ma'am, she'll be fine in no time at all. Just tell her to keep out of politics. She said, all right, doctor, I will. We got in the car to drive away, and the old-timer looked at me and said, politics? How the hell do you know she's in politics? I said, because when I bent down to pick up the thermometer, I saw the mayor under the bed.
The Grease Man, DC 101.